भगवान की, श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण मान की, श्री श्री गौर निताय की, शिला प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट नंबर 11। देहं मानुषं आश्रित्य कटिवर्षाणि वृष्णिभिः यदुपुर्यां सह अवातसित पत्नयः कटी अभवन् प्रभोः। देहं मानुषमाश्रित्य कटिवर्षाणि वृष्णिभिः यदुपुर्यां सहवासी पत्नयः कटि अभवन् प्रभो। देहं मानुषमाश्रित्य कटिवर्षाणि वृष्णिभिः यदुपुर्यां सहवातासीत् पत्नयः कटि अभवन् प्रभो। देहं मानुषमाश्रित्य कटिवर्षाणि वृष्णिभिः यदुपुर्यां सहवातिसे पत्नयः कटि अभवन् प्रभो। प्लीज स्टैंड। माताजीस देहं बॉडी मानुषं एग्जैक्टली लाइक ए मैन आश्रित्य एक्सेप्टिंग Kativarshani. How many years? Vrishnivihi. In the company of the Vrishnis, those who were born in Vrishni family, Yadupuryam, in Dwaraka, in the residential quarters of the Yadus, Saha, with Avatsit, the Lord lived, Patnayaha, wives, Kati, how many? Abhavan were there. Praboho of the Lord. Translation purported by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has no material body, yet He appears as a human being. For how many years did He live with the descendants of Vrishni? How many wives did He marry? And for how many years did He live in Dwarka? Purport. In many places, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described as Sachidananda Vigraha, possessing a spiritual blissful body. His bodily feature is Narakriti, that is exactly like that of a human being. Here the same idea is repeated in the words Manusham Ashritya, which indicate that He accepts a body exactly like that of a man. Everywhere it is confirmed that Krishna is never Nirakara or formless. He has His form exactly like that of a human being. There is no doubt about this. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shriyuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanutamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataro Bhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 So, this 10th canto Bhagavatam we have started. So, it is very important topic for all of us. If you see, Srimad Bhagavatam is known as Krishna Katha. But where is Krishna Katha in 9 cantos, right? So, only in 10th canto we have Krishna Katha, mostly. Of course, first canto from 7th chapter onwards, Krishna Katha has started, where Krishna entered. Son of Drona punished. In the chapter Krishna entered. So first canto, little bit of Krishna Katha is there. Otherwise all other cantos, sometimes in 7th canto also there was a mention of Krishna Katha, Krishna killing Shishupal and all that. Just here and there Krishna entered. It's like Simhavalokanam, you know, just like lion sometimes comes out of the cave, just, you know, head out and looks here and there. It's called Simhavalokanam, like that. And then finally 10th canto is full of Krishna Katha. Why it is like that? The Acharya's comment that in order to understand 10th Canto Bhagavatam, in order to understand Krishna Katha properly, one has to hear first 9 cantos and become fixed in intelligence. You know, Vyavasayatmika Buddhi Ekeha Kurunandana. Right? If you say Lord Nrisimhadev, you immediately remember Hiranyakashipu. Right? As soon as you say Lord Ramchandra, we will immediately remember Ravanasura. When we say Krishna, whom do we remember? We don't remember Shishupala and Dantavakra, right? Because somebody was asking, why Shishupala and Dantavakra, they are not so powerful, right? So this is the reason. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has performed all the pastimes, appealing to all the people. His job is not to just give death, punish the demons, right? So many devotees, they have hankering for association of Krishna, and they have intense desire to take part in Krishna's pastimes. So that is why Krishna is all-rounder, all-round pastimes he performed. So in order to understand Krishna completely, one has to be Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. Ekeha Kurunandana. Bahusakaya Anantascha Buddhaya Vyavasayana. So Prabhupada explains, Bahusaka means this Karmakanda has so many aspects. This yajna, that yajna, this vrata, that vrata. That is many branched. Intelligence becomes many branched. Then in the same way, Jnana Yoga also is many branched. But in Bhakti Yoga, there is only one process. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Pasevanam. Right? So that is Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. One who is only doing Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Pasevanam, these 9 processes of devotional service, or only even one process perfectly. That is called Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. Right? So, so that is why later on, Sukadeva Goswami addressed Parikshit Maharaj, Samyag Vyavasita Buddhis, right? Tava Rajarshi Sattama. Then Vasudeva Kathayante Yaj Jata Naishtiki Ratihi. Because you have developed Naishtik Buddhi and then unflinching faith in Krishna. Now I am going to tell, because now you have become Rajarshi Sattama, the best of Rajarshis. And then that is why I am going to describe only Krishna's pastimes. Because in the first verse, Parikshit Maharaj asked, Katito Vamsa Vistara Bhavata Soma Suryayo Rajnyam Shobaya Vamshanam Charitam Paramadbhutam. And then in the second verse, he says, Yadoshyo Dharma Silasya Nitaram Munisattama Tatramshana Avatirnesya Vishnur Viryani Shamshanaha. So here, Maharaj Parikshit is addressing Sukadeva Goswami as Munisattama. And Sukadeva Goswami addressed Parikshit Maharaj as Rajarshi Sattama. So, Sukadeva Goswami, who will not stay for more than few minutes at anybody's place, he had agreed to stay back for 7 days to recite Bhagavatam in front of Parikshit Maharaj. Because it is a great mercy of Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj, because he understood that Parikshit Maharaj is Rajarshi Sattama, and he has Naisargika Rati and Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. Right? So these are the, so what is actually Sattama, Muni Sattama? So Sri Sanatana Goswami explains that there are 3 words: Sat, Sattara, and Sattama. Sat means డివోటీ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ భాగవత. సత్తర మీన్స్ వన్ హూ రిలీషియస్ ఇన్ శ్రీకృష్ణ, అండ్ సత్తమ మీన్స్ వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ అన్డివియేటింగ్ లవ్ ఫర్ కృష్ణాస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్. దట్స్ వై సో బోత్ ఆర్ సత్తమాస్. వన్ ఈజ్ ముని సత్తమ, అనదర్ ఈజ్ రాజర్షి సత్తమ, రైట్? అనదర్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ సత్తమ ఈజ్ వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ ఒమ్నిషియన్స్ అండ్ వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ వన్ హూ ఇంక్రీజెస్ డివోషన్ టు కృష్ణ. దట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో వన్ మీనింగ్. సో ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ వర్స్ మహారాజ్ పరీక్షిత్ ఈజ్ ఆస్కింగ్, యూనో, కతితో వంశ విస్తారో భవత సోమసూర్యయో. ఇన్ దిస్ రిగార్డ్ ఇట్స్ కామెంటెడ్ దట్ వై హీ సెడ్ సోమసూర్యయో ఓన్లీ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మెన్షన్డ్ దట్ ఈవెన్ దో హిస్టరీ ఆఫ్ కింగ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ స్వయంభూ మను ఈజ్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్, స్టిల్ హీ డి నాట్ మెన్షన్ ఇట్ బికాస్ స్వయంభూ మనూస్ డైనెస్టీ హీ హ్యాస్ నాట్ ఎండెడ్ విత్ స్వీట్నెస్, వేర్ యాజ్ సోమ అండ్ సూర్యవంశస్ దే హ్యావ్ ఎండెడ్ విత్ స్వీట్నెస్. దట్ ఈస్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ అపియర్డ్ ఇన్ చంద్రవంశ అండ్ లార్డ్ రామచంద్ర అపియర్డ్ ఇన్ సూర్యవంశ. సో దట్ ఈస్ వై హీ ఈజ్ స్పెషల్లీ మెన్షనింగ్ సోమ సూర్యయో. దెన్ వై హీ మెన్షన్ ఫస్ట్ సోమ నాట్ సూర్య, బికాస్ చంద్ర ఈజ్ అంశ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ అండ్ దెన్ గ్రాండ్ సన్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ, అండ్ ఆల్సో బికాస్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ అపియర్డ్ ఇన్ చంద్రవంశ. దట్ ఈస్ వై దిస్ చంద్రవంశ ఈజ్ గివెన్ మోర్ ఇంపార్టెన్స్ టు బై పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజ్. దట్స్ వై హీ సెడ్ సోమ సూర్యయో. అండ్ ఆల్సో యదుశ్చు ధర్మశీలస్య నితరాం మునిసత్తమ తత్రాంశేన. తత్రాంశేన మీన్స్ ప్రభుత్ కామెంట్స్ దట్ యాక్చువల్లీ కృష్ణాస్ పాస్ టైమ్స్ ఆర్ సో అన్లిమిటెడ్ యూ విల్ నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు డిస్క్రైబ్ ఆల్ ద పాస్ టైమ్స్ ఇన్ ఫుల్. దట్ ఈస్ వే ఈవెన్ అంశభాగ యూనో ఈవెన్ లిటిల్ బిట్ వన్ సమ్ పోర్షన్ ఆల్సో ఇఫ్ యూ డిస్క్రైబ్ ఐ విల్ బి వెరీ గ్రేట్ఫుల్. దట్ ఈస్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ తత్రాంశేన. అండ్ దెన్ ధర్మశీలస్య యూనో యదుష్ట ధర్మశీలస్య బికాస్ శ్రీ వల్లభాచార్య కామెంట్స్ దట్ యదు రిజెక్టెడ్ ఆర్డర్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ సెకండరీ ఫాదర్ అండ్ అగ్రీడ్ టు ఫాలో ద ప్రైమరీ ఫాదర్ కృష్ణ. దట్ ఈస్ వే హీ ఈజ్ ఈవెన్ దో హీ హెస్ డిజోబేడ్ హిస్ ఫాదర్ మహారాజ్ అయాతి హీ అగ్రీడ్ యునో హీ ఈజ్ నోన్ యాజ్ ధర్మశీలస్య యునో అదర్వైజ్ కృష్ణ విల్ నాట్ అపియర్ ఇన్ సచ్ ఏ వంశ వేర్ అధర్మ ఇస్ దేర్. సో శ్రీ వల్లభాచార్య ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ వన్ మోర్ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ పాయింట్ విచ్ హెస్ నెవర్ అకర్డ్ టు మీ ఆల్ దీస్ ఇయర్స్ దట్ why Yadu has rejected the order of his father, because he felt that Shukracharya gave the boon of exchanging the youth, old age and all. So actually Maharaj Yayati is exchanging his son's youth. That means it amounts to some kind of illicit connection with his own mother. Because he's actually, that is the youth of, you know, Maharaj, it would be Yadus. You understand? So that is why, considering that, he had rejected that order, like that. So, then Parikshit Maharaj is saying that Nivrutta Tarshair Upagi Manad, భవోషధి శ్రోత్ర మనోభిరామాత్ క ఉత్తమ శ్లోక గుణానువాదాత్ పుమాన్ విరజ్యేత వినా పశుఘ్నాత్. సో దిస్ ఈస్ ఎ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ వర్స్ దట్ దెర్ ఆర్ త్రీ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్, ముక్తాస్, ముముక్షుస్ అండ్ విషయీస్. మీన్స్ దోజ్ హు ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ లిబరేటెడ్ అండ్ దోజ్ హు ఆర్ ఆస్పైరింగ్ టు గెట్ లిబరేటెడ్ అండ్ దోజ్ హు ఆర్ సెన్స్ ఎంజాయర్స్. సో కృష్ణ పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజ్ ఈస్ సెయింగ్ దట్ దిస్ కృష్ణ కథ is meant for all of them, but he first mentioned Nivritta Darshair, you know, one who is completely free from material tribulations, that is Muktas. So, but Atmaramashchamaniya Nirgrandhi Api Urukrama Kurvanti Ahetikim Bhaktim Ittham Bhuta Guno Hari. But Krishna's qualities are so beautiful, are so wonderful, that those who are situated on Brahman platform also, they become completely attracted to Krishna's Krishna Katha, just like Sukhdev Goswami and Kumaras and all that. So Manubhiramat, Shrotra Manubhiramat means Bhavashadi. So everybody, we are all suffering from this birth, death, old age and disease. And the best medicine is Krishna Katha. And usually the medicines are very, very bitter. And they have a lot of side effects also. Right? But this Aushadi is a very, very good medicine. And Bhava Aushadi, Shrotra Manubhiramat. Shrotra Manubhiramat means Sri Sanatana Goswami explains that Shrotra Manubhiramat means the sounds of Krishna Katha is pleasing to the ears and Shrotra. And Mano means the meanings of Krishna Katha is pleasing to the mind. That is why when we study Krishna Leela, we should understand the meanings behind Tattva. There are Leela Artha and Tattva Artha. For every Krishna's pastime, there is Leela Artha. For every Krishna's name, and there is a Leela Artha. And there is a Tattva Artha, Paramarthika Artha. So, when we understand both, we can relish more. Otherwise, it is just becomes pleasing to the ears. Just you hear just Krishna Katha, it is pleasing to the ears. But if you understand the meaning Tattva of each and every pastime of the Lord, it is becomes pleasing to the mind also. Abhiramat, you know, it is very, very pleasing. Shrotra Mano Abhiramat. That's what Sanatana Goswami explains in this regard. So, then Parikshit Maharaj asked many questions. So, one of them was in this verse. And then also, there is a, in verses 5 to 7, one important word is used, that antarbahihi purusha kalarupaihi. So Shri Swami explains that antarbahihi purusha kalarupena means for those who are bahirmukhas, he is, comes as kala, and for those who are antarmukhas, antarmukha means one who has controlled his senses, for them he comes as Krishna. But for those who are sense gratifiers, for them Krishna comes as very bhayankar roop, that is kala. So like that, then in this verse he is asking, deham manushyam ashritya kati varshani vrishnivihi yadupuryam sahavat sit patnayaha kati abhavan prabhu. So it is mentioned here that he is asking, how many years did he stay as per human calculations in Dwarka, right? And then Prabhupada explains in the purport that Paramatma is always in human form only, right? So that is why in third canto Bhagavatam, Yudhava says that Krishna has appeared in the form of as a human being, because Prabhupada explains, if he comes as 400 form of Vishnu, right? 400 form of Vishnu, then he will not be able to enjoy the pastimes properly. Right? Why? Because everybody recognizes that he is God. Right? So actually, when I ask you this question, you can throw some answer. Where did Krishna take birth? Krishna ka janma kedar hua? Where did Krishna take birth? Right? If you see very closely, actually Krishna appeared, means he appeared as avatar in front of Devaki, as four-handed form of Vishnu. Right? That is why the acharyas again and again comment, right? That Nandatmajan, right? Jayati Tedikam Janmana Vraja Shrayata Indira Shashvadatrahi. Right? So gopis also are saying Janmana Vraja. Actually Krishna took birth in the Vraja. But Krishna appeared as avatar in front of Devaki. Right? So he appeared in the 400 form of Vishnu. And then Devaki said, please, I am so afraid. You know, if he will recognize that. So it is not mentioned that he came from the womb of Devaki. Right? He appeared in front of Devaki and Vasudev in 400 form. And then if you see Lord Rama's incarnation, Krishna's appearance, there is a difference. That Lord Rama, he never exhibited his godly qualities. Right? He is always, that is why many people they say Krishna is Mayavi, Lord Rama is Maryada Purushottama. But actually Lord Rama did more Maya than Krishna. Right? Because right from the childhood only very few instances Lord Rama exhibited his Bhagavat Tata, his godliness. Otherwise he always acted like a ordinary man. That is why there is one very great bhajans, all of you must have heard, Tyagaraj Swami. He composed one bhajan saying that, my dear Lord Ram, he is a devotee of Lord Ram, and then all his bhajans is like Ramayana. Tyagaraj Ramayana they say in Telugu. So he is saying, my dear Lord, I am not surprised, it is not so wonderful that you built a bridge across the ocean. It's not so wonderful. It's not so wonderful that you had killed Ravanasur. But it is so wonderful, my dear Lord, how did you do this? That even though you are Sarvajna, you knew everything, but you acted as if you didn't know where Sita is. And then you are searching for Sita. This how you have done. You know, Tyagaraj Swami was asking, how you have accomplished this task of acting like an ignorant person, that you are searching for Sita as if you didn't know, and then you are crying for Sita, even though you are, you know, Loka Viramam, Nayana Viramam, you are the pleasure giver of everybody, like that. Then, but Krishna is very innocent, you know, right from the birth, his birth itself is Leela, that's why he is Leela Purushottam. From the birth, he was showing that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? So, one Ramanuja Sampradaya, one Acharya comments that if you see Lord Ram, then Mother Devaki said, please withdraw your form as Vishnu, 400 form, because Kamsa will recognize you as Vishnu and he will kill you. Right? So, one Acharya comments that just see, Lord Ramchandra became Pitruvachan Palak. Pitruvakya Palak, only at the age of 25, because when he asked him to go to the forest. But Krishna, right from the childhood, he is Matruvakya Palak, Matruvachan Palak. Because if you see, as long as Kamsa was there, Krishna never exhibited his 400 form. You know, because he was following the orders of Devaki, like that. So, Prabhupada explains that the pastimes of Krishna as 200 form in the Manushya Roop, you know, they are create Adbhuta Ras, Adbhuta, wonderment even to Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayana, who are his own expansions. What to speak of Lord Narayana, Mahavishnu and all. You know, Lord Krishna's pastimes and Lord Krishna's beautiful form is so wonderful that Krishna himself would become attracted to his own beauty. Right? In Dwaraka, in Bhaktira Samasindhu, it is mentioned that. That is why Krishna has become one of us. right? In Bhakti, yesterday I was reading Bhakti Rasam Sindhu. One friend of Nanda Maharaj, he is commenting to Nanda Maharaj, saying that, "My dear Nanda Maharaj, how wonderful it is. I have seen 32 auspicious symbols, auspicious qualities on the body of your son Krishna. It looks like he is a very Mahapurusha, very great personality. Very great personality. But how is it that he appeared in the family of cowards?" Right? It's very wonderful. Like, how such a Mahapurusha appeared in our families? Purandar Das, he sang one bhajan which says that usually when the children are born, the mothers keep the newborn babies on their feet. They stretch their feet, and then on their feet they keep the child, and with oil they do malish, they do massage. Right? So once Mother Yashoda, she was putting a lot of oil on Krishna's body, which is full of fragrances, all kinds of fragrance, and then massaging Krishna's body. Because her feet became wet with the oil, so the feet became very slippery. And then Krishna, as a small child, he was taking massage on the feet of Mother Yashoda. So because of the oily, slippery nature of the feet, so Krishna was slipping. And then because he was slipping, because he was being a child, he became very frightened that he will fall down. So in order to protect himself, he caught hold of the feet of Mother Yashoda so that he won't fall. So Purandar Das was surprised. "My dear Lord, what have you done? All the devotees and munis and rishis and all, they do so much tapasya to catch hold of your lotus feet. And then you in turn catching hold of the feet of a lady, covered lady, who does not know the difference between right hand and left hand." That is the meaning of those who are in other caste people. They don't know, not knowing the difference between left hand and right hand means sometimes they may wash their back with right hand, because which is not actually allowed. That is the meaning of that. So what have you done? You are catching hold of the feet of a lady who doesn't know like that. So Prabhupada explains in Bhakti Rasama Sindhu that actually usually Krishna appeared. Krishna appeared. Krishna usually takes incarnations in the family of either Kshatriyas or Brahmanas. But here, Krishna became a cowherd boy, and then he was acting like a cowherd boy up to 11 years, 11 and 12 years. Like that. So this is his quality of... Krishna has Shaulabhya, and then Shaushilya, and then Vatsalya. So Shaushilya means a great personality without discriminating, making friendship with the lower class people. That is called Shaushilya. Right, so Krishna appearing in the family of cowherds is indication of Shaushilya. And then Saulabhya means anybody in this incarnation, anybody can approach Krishna. Anybody could approach Krishna, right? Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that how Agasura, Putana and Bakasura, they have achieved perfection without performing devotional service. Because in the case of Krishna, Krishna's appearance and pastimes, motive is not at all considered by Krishna. What is the motive of the person who is approaching Krishna? Anybody who could approach Krishna, they became delivered. Anybody Anybody. Like that. So then Vishnu Chakur says that, not only that, Radha Govind Maharaj says that this Agasura is such a special guy that we have seen so many acharyas and so many great devotees. You know, when they were, their bodies are burnt, it was not indicated that any fragrance came. But when Agasura, Putana's body was, you know, burnt, very great fragrance, you know, came from her body. And then when Agasura, we don't see anybody, maybe in Ramanuja is there, that after acharyas leave their body, their bodies are engaged in the service of Krishna. But the speciality of Agasura, special mercy on Agasura was that Krishna, even after he was dead, he was serving Krishna and his class, his cowherd boys, because his body became a amusement park or something, you know, like to play with. So all the cowherd boys, they were playing with Agasura's body. So Agasura's special case is that he is so special that after death also he is serving Krishna with his body, which is very, very rare. We don't see it in general like that. So it is mentioned that, Krishna, why Agasura got this special mercy? Because Krishna entered his body. Because Krishna touched the body of Putana, like that. So all this is possible because when Krishna appears in this world, a special surge of mercy overflows in all directions. So whoever would come in contact with Krishna, with whatever their motive is, they would become liberated. Of course, he says that Agasura, Putana and all, they did not enter Golok Vrindavan. They entered only Vaikuntha because they did not perform Vraja Bhakti. So what to speak of all the devotees who perform very sincere devotional service. You know, very sincere devotional service. All the very carefully and with sincerely. Right? So that is why Srila Prabhupada writes in Bhaktirasam Sindhu that practicing Jnana Yoga and Karma Yoga without devotional service, they cannot achieve perfection. But for devotees, there was no need to acquire Jnana or there is no need to do any karma or anything. You know, devotional service is so perfect that only one qualification is required for performing devotional service. You know what? Sincerity. Right? Sincerity. So, somebody asked Prabhupada, how do we become sincere? Right? So, Prabhupada replied, by becoming sincere. Right? So, there is no... I know after the class they will ask, you know, Prabhuji, how to become sincere? So I already answered, right? So by becoming sincere, like that. So it is very important. Simply by, Prabhupada explains that, so that is why Prabhupada established all these wonderful ISKCON temples, right? Prabhupada explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita that I want all the devotees of ISKCON to become pure devotees and cook prasadam and distribute prasadam all over the world. By doing this, Prabhupada is saying that we should send people to Vaikuntha without their knowledge. You know, without their knowledge. Because Krishna, Prabhupada is commenting on the purport of where Mahaprabhu was feeding the dog, the coconut, and then later on it was found out that the dog has gone back to Godhead. Like that, Prabhupada is saying, all the devotees, we should become pure devotees. Another instance, Prabhupada is saying that, you perform devotional service, especially the Sankirtani Yajna. That Prabhupada is saying that by doing Nagar Sankirtan, by loudly chanting Hare Krishna, right? We are forced, people don't want to be pious, but we are forcing people to become pious by chanting Hare Krishna loudly, like that. So, then that is why, what are the, two principles? You know, Prabhupada asked this question. What is the highest moral principle in this world? Any guess? Only one moral principle. Manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji mam namaskar. Right? Remembering Krishna all the time is the highest moral principle, Prabhupada said. Then Prabhupada said, what is the highest religious principle? What is the highest religious principle? Sarvadharman parityaja mamekam shanam raja. Right? So, this Sarvadharman parityaja. So, it is very important. So, Prabhupada says that in Krishna book, in last but one chapter, Prabhupada explains what are the five super excellent qualities of Krishna. So, the last principle is so many religious principles are there. Krishna gave only one religious principle, that is highest, that is surrender to Krishna. Right? That is surrender to Krishna. So, Prabhupada explains that there are 20 Dharma Sutra, Dharma Shastras, and there are 20 Dharma Sutras coming from Manu Samhita, Yajnavalkya Samhita, Parashara Samhita, and all that. There are 20 religious principles. Krishna rejected all of the 20 religious principles, gave only one principle. That is Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. So, without surrender to Krishna, Prabhupada says, all other religious means are useless. But if you have surrendered to Krishna, you know, what is the use of following any other religious principle? Right? So one Acharya comments that Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, they have only articulated only two principles. One is Ananya Chintana, constant remembrance of Krishna. Another is complete surrender to Krishna. So, if you read Gopi Gita also, these Gopis also, they are enumerating only these two aspects in their all 20 Gitas. Right? One is Ananya Chintana. Another is complete surrender. Nama. Right? The first principle of surrender is that is why Prabhupada established these temples. So Prabhupada is explaining in Bhakti Rasama Sindhu that a person who might have performed very very highly expensive ritualistic sacrifices, and a person who comes and offers obeisances to Krishna, Prabhupada says there is no comparison between these two guys. Means one who has performed so many religious sacrifices, he is nothing in front of a person who is offering obeisances to Krishna. That is why if you read 11th chapter Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, he is offering obeisances, right, you know, in front, in the back, in the side, in all directions, namaha, 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 because he became overwhelmed with seeing, Krishna's Vishwarup darshan. Like that, oh, what am I doing? What have I done? Like that. So, Shreyan Dravyamaya Dhyajna, Jnana Yajna Parantapa. So, there is verse that, people perform with their bodies. It's called Dravyamaya Dhyajna, means using ingredients like ghee, all these other stuff, grains and all. That is offering in the sacrifice. That is called Dravyamaya Dhyajna. And then Indriya Agnishu Juhivati, offering senses, Shabdadin Vishayanani, Samyama Agnishu Juhivati. Like that, Shrotavyan Indriyan Anye, Indriya Agnishu Juhivati. Shabdadin Anye, Indriya Agnishu Juhivati. So, it is said that all these are Dravyamaya Dhyajna. But coming to the temple and offering obeisances to Krishna, right? Namaha is the highest principle of surrender. That is why it is said offering obeisance to Krishna is called Atma Yajna. That is, all others are Dravyamaya Yajna, and this is Atma Yajna. Right? Atma Yajna. So from there, Prabhupada said, it starts. And then simply by offering obeisance to Krishna, you know, Prabhupada says, one can easily go back home, back to Godhead. Right? So even in Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu also, in that verse, Prabhupada wrote around 20 pages purport. Right? And then when it came to Dasyam, Prabhupada wrote, even if somebody cannot perform all other processes, you know, if somebody comes and tells that Krishna, I am your eternal servant, he would be performing all other process. Simply by saying this one word, one sentence, Krishna, I am your eternal servant. You know, that is, right, like that. So, what is this being an eternal servant of Krishna, right? So, when I was saying sometime back that Lakshmi Devi is always doing Pada Sevanam, right? Pada Sevanam. Somebody asked, Prabhuji, Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayana has leg pains or what? Uska pair dukhta hai kya hamesha? Why she is always massaging? Right? Pada Sevanam means following the instructions of Krishna. Not that, right? Prabhupada, someone disciple asked Prabhupada, I always want to remain at your lotus feet. Prabhupada said, that is not possible because I am always moving. I am always moving like that. So, this Namaha, that is why this Namaha is very important. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Right? It's very important. So, Sri Parashar Bhatta, Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, he says that one who is, what is Anjali? Right? Anjali Gatan bolte, Anjali. Anjali Namaskar. This is called Anjali. So, Anjali means I am Jalati, Jalam Iti Anjali. Means when somebody comes and offers obeisance to Sri Krishna or Sri Narayana, Krishna gets tears in his eyes, it seems. Jalam. So, when such a person, when he dies, you know, Lakshmi and Narayana, they come personally to take him back home, back to Godhead. At that time, Lakshmi Devi, he is bent her head, you know, down. And then Narayana asks, you know, catching her hold of her chin and lifting her head and says, my dear Priya Lakshmi, what is the cause of your lamentation? And then Lakshmi Devi says, it seems, this man, he is offering so many obeisances so many times to you. And then I am very grief stricken. I am lamenting that I am not able to give anything more than Vaikunthavas to this person. So that is why I am, grief stricken. That, you know, because he has done such a great favor. So this is, that is why Prabhupada said, in Paris, he was giving lecture, said, what is the difficulty? You know, because our main essence principle is Manvanava Madhbhakta, Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru, So these four things, Prabhupada said, what is the difficulty for doing these four things? Right? So this is, Krishna actually performed two great, things for the benefit of the people. One is he performed so many wonderful pastimes by hearing and reading which one will easily go back and back to God. Another thing is Krishna taught Bhagavad Gita. Right? Prabhupada says in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila that Govinda Dev, who spoke Bhagavad Gita, he is the Siksha Guru of all living entities. That's why Krishna Vande Jagat Guru. Like that. So it is mentioned that what is the speciality of 10th chapter Bhagavad Gita? You know, the 10th chapter Bhagavad Gita speciality is, if you if you read all other chapters, Arjuna was asking questions. But in 10th chapter, he did not ask a question, he made a statement. After hearing Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita, right? Aham sarvasya prava matta sarvam pravartate, tesham evam kampartam, all this. Right? So he said, Param Brahma Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, Adi Devam Ajam Vibham. Ahusta Srishaya Sarve, Devarshi Naradastata, Asito Devala Vyasa, Swayam Chaiva, Ravishime, Sarvameta Dhritam Manye, Yanmam, Vadasi Keshava, Nahite Bhagavan Vyaktim, Vidurdevana Danava. So after all these verses, now Krishna, Arjuna said, I am accepting that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parabrahma. I am accepting whatever you say, I am accepting. Right? As per logic, Krishna should have stopped. Right? Teaching Bhagavad Gita, because now he knew that he is the Arjuna agreed that whatever you say, I will do. Whatever you are saying, I will accept. But still, Krishna had to teach Bhagavad Gita. Because he did not come to the right conclusion after hearing 9 chapters, 10th chapter. Why? Because then in the end, Krishna says, Itite jnanam akhyatam. Right? Guhyat guhyataram maya. Vimurushyena aseshena yatha ichyasi tatha kuru. Right? So Krishna is telling Arjuna, now I have given you this knowledge. You analyze this completely, vimrishena, aseshena, completely. Then you decide, right, what you want to do. So many people, they blame, even Gandhiji also blamed, that Krishna was forcing Arjuna to fight. Right, to fight. But where Krishna forced Arjuna to fight? Krishna only gave knowledge to remove his ahankara. Right? To remove his ahankar. Because in 2nd chapter Bhagavad Gita, Evam Vukta Rishikesha, Gudakesha Parantapa, Nayosya Iti Govindam, Uktva Tushnim Babuvaha. He said, my dear Krishna, I am not going to fight. Saying like that, he put down the Gandiva Dhanush. And then one Acharya says, he put down the Gandiva Dhanush and caught hold of ahankar. That's why he's saying, how can I kill you and all that stuff, like that. But then Krishna said, so Krishna did not force Arjuna to fight. He only gave knowledge. He only destroyed. So then once one person was coming to me and asking, Prabhuji, somebody was criticizing that Krishna was encouraging fatalism, not working, karma mat karo, simply depend on destiny and all that. I quoted this verse and I quoted that verse. Then I tried to convince him, but he didn't. I said, you wasted your time. Because to such people you can't convince, because they have not understood Bhagavad Gita. Because in Bhagavad Gita, if you see, in 2nd chapter Bhagavad Gita, 9th verse, he put down the Dhanush and saying, I'm not going to fight. Arjuna was not wanting to work. And then Krishna, after 18 chapters, he convinced him to work. So how can they blame that, Krishna was, Hindus are fatalists? No. But we have to do with proper, so Krishna taught Arjuna how to work with proper consciousness. Right? So, it is said, then at that point, Bhagavad Gita is finished. But still, Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, if you see, he has taken many forms. He was teaching like a mother, like merciful. And he was teaching like a father. He was teaching like a god. He was teaching like a guru. Like that, so many, he was trying to impress upon Arjuna. But most prominent feature that comes is Krishna acting like a mother. Mother is always kind and compassionate and loving towards the child. In the same way, Krishna was very loving and kind towards Arjuna. And then Krishna, then he was not satisfied. that sarva no then he said sarva guhyataram bhuyah shunume param vachah. Then he said these two verses, manmana bhav madbhakta madhyaji mam namaskaru. Then sarvadharman pratyajya mamikam shanvada. Then he says kachit etat shrutam partha tvaya ekagra chetasa. Arjuna have you heard with concentration, with single minded concentration? If you did not, I will tell again. Right? Then he said, Kachit etat ajnana sammoha pranashyati dhananjaya. Now, is your ajnana completely destroyed? Right? Then Arjuna said, Nashtu moha smriti labdha tvat prasadat maya achyuta. Right? Stitosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanam. Here, this is the main important point. Prabhupada says, unless one comes to this point of this surrender, that, my dear Krishna, whatever you will say, you say, I will do it. Then one has understood Bhagavad Gita. Right? Karishye vachanam tava. Right? So one acharya says, Karishye vachanam tava. All yogas are there. Then Karishye means karma yoga. Vachana means jnana yoga. And tava means, I'm yours, Krishna. That is bhakti yoga. Right? So one anecdote was, they were saying that Guru Nanak, he's a very great devotee of the Lord. He was doing some seva in his father's business, grocery shop. So he was counting. Ek, do, teen, char, paan, che, saat, aat, nau, das, gyara, tera. Tera, when he came to tera, he became completely absorbed in Krishna. Krishna's love, it seems. Tera means I am yours. Right? So he completely was remembering Krishna. He said, I am yours. So father was asking, Tera ke baad malum nahi hai ka? So that is the highest, Tera. So that is, right? What is Vachanam here? Vachanam, Prabhupada says, Jnanam for a devotee is bhakti only. First kind of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada writes, purport. So whatever. So for devotees, when we read Bhagavatam, it is not for jnana, it is bhakti. It is bhakti. Because we are not interested in Atma, Paramatma, Ek Hai, Ye Sab, that impersonal knowledge. So we are only interested in about Krishna's pastimes and Krishna Tattva and all that. So the entire purpose of Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 6th canto, 7th, 3rd canto, so much, creation is described. The purpose of describing the creation is not to know about creation, but to know about the creator. How great he is that, he has created all these things. So we are not interested how many atoms are there and all that stuff. Right? Like that. So it is very important. So this is then Prabhupada says one. If somebody did not come to that conclusion, so what is that I will do whatever you say. So this, what is this karma yoga? Karma yoga means two aspects. One is, one should not have ahankar that I am doing this. And then there should not be any phalakanksha. Krupana phalahetava, Krishna says, those who desire the fruits of their activities is a krupana, is a miserly person. So karma yoga means one should not have ahankar that I am doing this work, and one should not have a kanksha for fruits of one's activities. Right? One's activities. So then this is the conclusion. And then Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partha Dhanurdhara. Right? So Tatra Shri Vijayo Bhutir Dhruvanitir Matir Mama. So Duryodhan may be thinking, Dhritarashtra may be thinking, now Krishna was Arjuna did not want to fight, so there may be Arjuna became very weak-kneed, so we may have chances of victory, but he was concluding that Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partha Dhanurdhara. So wherever Krishna is there, you know, wherever Arjuna. So here the word Dhanurdhara, you know, is very important. So there he, in the beginning, he gave up Dhanushbaan and put down, and then he caught hold of Ahankar. Now he gave up the Ahankar. Again he caught hold of the Dhanushbaan. So indicating that, you know, he will work for Krishna. Right? He will work for Krishna. And then that is the meaning. And then Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna means Yogeshwara, the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is there. So it indicates that in Damodar Leela also we study, right? That Ishvara Anugraha and Purush Prayatna. So here Krishna being there shows, you know, Ishvara Anugraha, Krishna's Anugraha. And then Arjuna carrying Dhanushbaan again is indicating Kriyashilata, means Purush Prayatna, he will try. So anybody who is working hard under the direction of the bona fide spiritual master, he will definitely get the mercy of Krishna. Right? Mercy of Krishna. So it is very important to, if you understand these two aspects. That is why Krishna again and again telling Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Ananya Cheta Satatam Yomam Smarati Nityasaha Tasyaham Sulabha Partha Nityayaktasya Yogina. One who is always thinking about me, my dear Arjuna, I am easily available. Right? Ananyas Chintayanto Mam Ejana Paryupasate Tesham Nityabhyuktanam Yogakshemam Vahamyaham. Right? So, for getting Krishna, Bhakti Rasam Sindhu, Prabhupada writes, that for getting Krishna, this remembrance of Krishna all the time, this Krishna Smarana, is very, very important. All the time, right? All the time, one should try to remember Krishna. So that is why Krishna performed all these wonderful pastimes. Right? Krishna performed all these wonderful pastimes by regularly reading Bhagavatam, by regularly reading Krishna book. Automatically, this Leela Smarana happens. Automatically. So by intensely reading Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada says, just like a person, drunkard, becomes addicted to intoxication, the practitioners of ISKCON should become addicted to reading Bhagavatam. Right? Should get addicted to reading Bhagavatam. So, many times I told this, that is why Satam Prasangam Mamirya Samvidu Bhavanti Hutkarna Rasayana Katha. So, in that verse, Vishnu Chakur comments that for somebody who is in who is doing Bhajana Kriya and one who is in the stage of Anartha Nivritti, it depends the quality of devotee from whom you are hearing Krishna Katha. When you hear from a low quality devotee, association is low quality, then one will remain on Bhajana Kriya only, Anartha Nivritti doesn't happen. But when we hear from a high quality association devotee, high quality, highest Bhagavata, the progress is very swift, and one immediately reaches, one gets cleared of Anartha Nivritti and reaches Nishtha and Ruchi stage very quickly. Very quickly. Right? So in 4th canto Bhagavatam, Kumara's instructions to Prithu Maharaj. Kumaras were instructing that Yogeshwara Seva, you know, Abir Seva. So Prabhupada explains, here Yogeshwara are two. One is Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partha Dhanurdhara. Yogeshwara is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Yogeshwara. Another meaning of Yogeshwara is Yoginam Api Sarvesham Madgate Nantaratmana Shraddhavan Bhajate Imam Samyuktam Tamamataha. Prabhupada says, one who is completely absorbed in Krishna 24 hours and then he is doing his service, he is also Yogeshwara. So here the word Yogeshwara Seva means serving a pure devotee of the Lord. How many of you, somebody asked Prabhupada, So how to please a pure devotee of the Lord? What did Prabhupada reply? So Prabhupada wrote very beautiful thing. The best service to serve a pure devotee of the Lord is to hear from him. Right? So if you want to serve Prabhupada, we should read his books, you know, on a regular basis, like that. So another example I give, Vishnu Jagur says that Bhaktiri Pareshan Bhava Virakti Anyatra Chaisa. In this regard, one who performs devotional service, you know, Pareshanubhava means one who gets direct experience of the Lord, and then he gets devotional service, and then virakti, right? One gets virakti. Just like when we eat food, we get release from, we get nourished, our hunger is satisfied, and then we become satisfied, right? Tushti pushti anugasha, with each morsel. So Vishnu Thakur says that for someone who is very hungry and who did not eat for few days, if you give him a few morsels of food, you know, he doesn't experience, you know, tushti pushti like that. So in the same way, for all of us who have been struggling in this world for so many millions of lifetimes, you know, little bit of Krishna Katha will not help. Means it will take a long time, he says, you know, like that. But for a hungry person, he has to eat big feast. Right? 12 course feast. Like Prabhupada once he asked his Arikesh Maharaj, he said, any Matajis or any devotee, can you cook 12 course feast for 60 people in 1 hour time? So he said, it's impossible. Prabhupada said, I will do it. Then he put a stopwatch, he said, calculate. Then he cooked, you know, for 60 people in 1 hour, 12 items. Right? Puri, sabji, pakodas, and chutneys, and halwa, you know, rice, palau, and so many, you know, dal, like that. Vishnu just says, we need to eat big feast to fulfill the hunger. In the same way, in order to see the quick results, one must hear lot of Krishna Katha from a high class devotee. Right? So that is the purpose of 10th Canto Bhagavatam. You know, only pastimes of Krishna. Right? Only pastimes of Krishna. So here, the question was asked, well, what this Vishnu is, where, how many years did he live? Like that. Right? So Prabhupada says, anybody who reads this Krishna book, who memorizes this book, who recounts these pastimes, you know, who even thinks that this book is a fiction and still reads, still he will get love of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Any comments? Any questions?
Those who have not performed devotional service and by some grace or mercy, or just like 7 generations back and forth, they are transferred to Vaikuntha. So they lack the spirit of service, and there is no orientation, like Karmi transferred to Vaikuntha. So how this happens? Because they are not trained up. They can't adjust themselves there.
You got it wrong. Prabhupada explained to one disciple. Somebody asked this disciple. One disciple asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what is the meaning of 14 generations getting delivered? Means my father, mother, they all will go back to Vaikuntha? No. Prabhupada said, getting delivered means in their next life they will become devotees of Krishna. They will practice, then go back to God. Nobody without performing devotional service can go to...
In the Buddha incarnation, Lord Buddha stopped Samrat Ashok not to fight. And in Kaurava Pandava times, Lord said, you fight. So same God, but different directions.
The Lord only, Prabhupada explains that in the fourth canto Bhagavatam, Puranjana's pastime, Prabhupada explains, Lord Buddha came and completely stopped the animal sacrifices, you know, by contradicting Vedas. But here Narada Muni's instruction is not that, he was not contradicting Vedas, but he is discouraging Puranjana to stop and to do all these animal sacrifices. So each that is the necessity of Buddha's incarnation, because not following Vyasa's instructions, they already became contaminated. So, the Lord Buddha, even if he would teach, you know, people would not understand. That is why he had to do that. But it all depends, you know. Jesus Christ taught some few fishermen. That's why he said, only thou shalt not kill and all, thou, you know, only 10 commandments. But this Prophet Muhammad taught to, you know, Adivasis, you know, all very low class people, to whom he has to tell, don't have sex with mother, sister and all that. So that level of knowledge is that much only. But Arjuna, Krishna taught, Jnanam Teham Savijnanam, Idam Vakshama Shishta. I am giving you complete knowledge, because Arjuna is so such a high class person that when he saw Durvasi, he was not disturbed. Such a high class person. So they're like that, according to the level of people's understanding, they give knowledge.
Thank you very much.
Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.